A spokesperson for the Georgia Department of Human Services says the state is not commenting until it hears back from federal officials. The report comes after a March letter issued by the Food and Nutrition Service. The letter warns if Georgia does not do enough to fix its system, including its backlog cases, it could potentially lose up to $76 million as early as May 1st. The warning came after issues that caused a number of Georgians to lose their benefits or prevented them from applying. They included problems with the state call-in center. Many trying to receive food stamp services by phone were placed on hold for hours or their calls went unanswered. As a result of the issues, the state was also recently required to submit a corrective action plan. In the plan, the department said it hoped to resolve its entire backlog by May 1st. The department also said it was going to increase its phone line hold capacity by the end of March. It has also started a study to assess the call center's technology, staffing, and workflow. The state has spent more than $2 million on employee overtime to address the backlog and to hire a consultant to help rework its system. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.